lose. Carolina sucks. Come here.
That's right, Lou. The Bears at the Carolina Panties. I've never changed their nickname in the time I've known them. The Panties first came into the league in 1995, the year you got into that bar fight with Boy George, and was spearheaded by the founder of Hardee's. Lou, what's your favorite Hardee's menu item?
Oh, the Mushroom Swiss Burger.
All right, Lou, the inventor of the Mushroom Swiss is the owner of the Carolina Panties, or until he sold them for $2.3 billion with a B dollars. The Bears lead the overall series 6-4. Significant games in our lifetime. Lou, your first full season at the Sovereign after your historic walkout from the Mutiny and brief fling with the Blue Frog was a loss for the Mighty Bears, 31-24. Patrice was there. All right.
Patrice was there?
I'm sure she was. It was 2014.
Oh, okay.
Not the year you got into a bar fight with Boy George. That was, that was 1995.
Oh, all right. Boy, she was a looker back then.
I hope she's not alive to hear that. All right. Predictions. Oh, yeah, predictions.
Oh, yeah, what'd you do? Lose your place on your script?
Bears.
How'd you lose your place on your script?
Bears at Carolina, Lou. It's cheat sheets, Lou, not scripts.
That's a script, and I take the Bears.
And the Bears, the final score.
31-30.
Take the over. All right. And Giants versus the Washington football team.
No, it's against Washington.
All right. They list as the football team on the power rankings.
You know, I got to take the Giants. I just can't imagine them being that bad.
They were pretty good last week.
Yeah, they lost.
They did lose. What will be the score?
The score will be, I have no idea.
I don't know.
Bookies. I just don't want to be hearing from Jimmy Watts all day if Washington starts kicking their ass.
We are ranked the 101,000th best betting podcast, Lou. You know, for listening to us and making your bets.
Sure.
101,000th.
What's the mush got to say this week? All right.
All right, let's talk. Your Blue Frog era, the very brief Blue Frog era.
A fantastic bar, really was.
It was. Now,
John Reed, I hope you're out there listening. I'm hoisting a coffee to you. Have a great morning and go Bears, John!
That's beautiful.
By the way, jokers.com for some great Cajun food. Go ahead.
So, wow, that was quite a tribute to the Blue Frog.
Oh, good people.
Now, why'd you leave the Mutiny, Lou?
Wow, Commission's really getting a kick out of this, trying to stir up dirt from his script.
I didn't have
it. It was time.
And what was?
By the way, it was really great seeing Ed Mraz at the Club Lago. Eddie, you're looking fantastic. I had to talk to Commission to coming over and saying thank you for the beer you brought him. Still the same Commish.
Wow.
Keep going, let's go.
I know I have a reputation, but unfortunately I do. So what was the circumstances of coming into the Blue Frog? How did you happen to go? That was downtown, everybody, by the way, downtown.
No, it's no longer a vacant lot.
Actually, River North, I would say it was. So he just said, you need a bar?
It just wasn't working.
No money. There you go. All right, we'll get off that subject. Anything to say to the pickers of Lou Sunday NFL picks this week?
I don't know. I hear a lot of complaining, but for those of you that were unfortunate enough to lose the lock, you're going to have Lou's bonus question. Stay tuned.
That's for you, Wadzy. All right. The power rankings of the week, Lou.
And I'd like to welcome young Heather Grossman.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to your puppet.
And immediately went into the Dickman division.
Without
by the way.
A lock. without a lot. The old block.
But she has a pretty good percentage. She might be number one. Who knows? Chip off the old block. I want to welcome Johnny Hogan, Lou. Johnny Colonel Hogan. It was the easiest nickname ever.
Yes, it was, and his name's Jimmy.
All right, Lou. And we have two new members of the Dickman, of course. Mr. Guido Nardini and Mr. Chris Botherington.
Yes, we do. No one knew that they were separated from birth until we had one of those, what is it, Gen 21 or whatever?
When two men go into the Dickman together, only one comes out.
Thunderdome of sorts.
There you go. My money's on Botherington. All right. Power rankings of the week, Lou.
This should be real good.
Rank the people-eating animals of the NFL by their capacity to chew human meat. Bears, Lions, Panthers, Bengals, Jaguars, Giants.
Oh, the Giants got to be last.
You're saying a giant man can't chew human meat?
Yeah. That's I'm not going there, Andre.
Number five.
Wow, all the cats are in the same family. What did we have after Panther?
Bears, Lions, Panthers.
I'm going to put Bears at four.
Bears at four. Big grizzly.
Yeah.
Get those razor sharp teeth.
I hear more people surviving than getting eaten. So yeah. They got to be down in those.
They usually lose a limb or two.
Yeah.
All right.
And I imagine you're toast if you see a jaguar, but they're pretty much extinct.
So that's...
And you ain't going to run away from those sons of bitches.
That's number four. That's number four. So we have Lions, Panthers, and Bengals.
Lions, Panthers, and Bengals. Oh, boy. I'm going to go with the Panther.
Panther! He goes Jaguar, Panther. It makes sense if you're watching PBS.
Yes, it does. And now it's going to go into the blind and watch the two Panthers share the antelope that they just
so had. It's
Ritual of Omaha.
Wild Kingdom. Lions and Panthers left.
Lions and Panthers. Panthers second.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lions and Bengals.
Bengals second.
Oh my God, the only time Lou will put the Lions number one is for their capacity to chew human beings. Well,
no one survives one of those.
Luckily, there was not a team named the Sharks.
True, that would have been good.
Yes, that would have been good. All right. Your question.
And a Seahawk.
A Seahawk could pick a man's bones clean.
The birds.
They got that very sharp talon.
Yes, they do.
All right. So your question of the week.
Okay.
What is the best way to serve people if you were writing a cookbook?
From left to right.
Doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding week. And go
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Mastication Service. When you need to chew, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou chews you.